When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is your opinion about Tom and Giselle's divorce?
Yeah, I discussed that in a YouTube video when it all happened, because obviously I've been talking about those guys for years, and at least to the public, they always presented an example of a pretty happy marriage, happy relationship, family-oriented. But looks can be deceiving. We got what the image that they presented to us, and so what's interesting is because what I do a lot of is interpretation of emails. People send me things and, you know, they tell me what the girl says and does and what the guy is saying and doing. And I can read between the lines, especially like when, because men tend to bullshit themselves. And so they tend to make things look better or their actions better than they actually were. Mm-hmm. And when I can look at her words, because you ladies say very specific things when you feel certain ways. And so even when a guy is trying to BS me and trying to make himself look better, I can hear what the girl is saying and know exactly what he did and said to cause her to feel that way. And so I'm able to help them take corrective action, even though they might not be revealing, you know, they're trying to hide stuff from me because it makes them look bad. But mm-hmm. I can tell what the girl's saying based on that. Like there was a one I was doing this morning where she was saying that she needed to find herself and she needed a little space. And the reality is that that guy's doing that because what's happened is he started calling too much, started texting too much. She started backing off a little bit.
Yeah.
And most men, when that happens, they think, oh, I got something to fix, something wrong. And so they start calling and texting more. And then she starts to feel smothered and overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. And he kind of feels like he's a little clingy, a little needy. And then the girl backs off because her attraction drops. And where guys make the mistake is they continue moving forward. Mm-hmm. And they don't back off and they don't give the girl space. And so I'm able to tell based on what she says and what he's doing and kind of read between the lines and cut through the bullshit.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting with Tom and Giselle especially, is that based on what she said in the media and in a couple of interviews, it's the same thing I see when guys that have been married for a long time or in a relationship with somebody for a long time, they get divorce papers or the girl wants to break up with them and they're shocked they didn't see it coming. It's always the same two things. Mm-hmm. Number one, they don't make her feel heard and understood. And the big one is they stop dating and courting her. And, you know, remember we had that video we did years ago. It's a big complaint you ladies have is that guys are romantic at first.
Yeah.
And then 6 months, a year down the road, when you're in a relationship, it's like all that stuff stops. The mm-hmm. courtship stops. And you know instinctively, if a guy cares, he's not just going to tell you that he cares or say, I love you. He's going to show you and he's going to romance you and the romance is going to continue.
Right.
Whereas, you know, what happens is women start, hey, we never go out. We never do anything. And the guy's like, hey, we just went away a couple of weeks ago and I spent all this money on you. And so he's like, hey, I did all this and you're not acknowledging that, which, you know, you guys tend to focus only on the moment.
Right.
And he misinterprets it as that you're not making me happy or not successful at making me happy. You're not a successful man. Mm-hmm. And so guys naturally want to start justifying and arguing their point and why they did or said what they said. And in reality, it's all she's really saying is, hey, take me on a date.
Yeah.
We haven't been on a date in a week or a couple of weeks. And it just feels like you don't care. Mm-hmm. But obviously you don't speak that way. Usually it comes in exaggerated hyperbole, which is we never do anything. You never take me anywhere. Stuff like that. And the guys go like, what? I spent all this money. I did this. I did that. And that's the guy goes into trying to defend his position. And all the woman hears is he doesn't care about my feelings. I told him I want to go out. I want to do things. And he's just basically saying, we're going to keep the status quo.
Right.
And so after a while, and you keep bringing up the same thing over and over and over again, at some point, you know, women just give up. They're just like, he doesn't care. He doesn't get it. And then that leads to the end of the relationship. And so to the Giselle thing, what she said was that there were a couple of things. He wasn't present was a big part of it. And so mm-hmm. he may have been there physically at times, but he wasn't emotionally, mentally, spiritually there.
Yeah.
Even though he might have physically been there, he did not take the time to make her feel heard and understood and like he cared.
Yeah.
And so the big complaint was is that he always focused on his career. I mean, he was the best quarterback to ever play the game, and it's understandable.
Yeah.
Of course, a guy like that's going to work too much and be away from home too much. But she'd been giving him the feedback for years that he needed to spend more time with the kids and be more family oriented. He would say, yeah, 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 I'm going to do it.
Is that when he was going to retire?
This what, when the divorce happened?
Yeah.
He decided he's going to play one more year.
Yeah.
Because really, he'd always said he was going to play till at least 45.
Right.
And the last 2-3 years, she was like really wanted him to retire because, again, she wanted him to be there. And so the way women tend to think is, you know, they want your attention all the time is that, well, if Tom would just give up all this football nonsense, he's already rich. He doesn't need it anymore. He doesn't need to get hit anymore and, you know, risk a severe injury. Mm-hmm. I just want him to retire and stay in be a dad to his children, be present, as she said, and it didn't happen. It didn't click for him. He didn't make her feel heard and understood, and obviously he's not present, not dating and courting her properly, not making it feel like a love story, and that's why she left, because after so many years of her complaining about the same thing over and over and over again, and nothing changes, she's just like, well, that's the way it is. You either accept that that's the way the relationship's going to be, or you leave. And in her case, she decided to leave. Wow. Now, me personally, I did not like the way she went about it. It's like right in the middle of football season, like right in the middle of that last year, you know, instead of waiting till like the end of the year or the end of the season, she does it like right in the middle, just drops a big bomb in his life in the middle of it.
Wow.
Which that's kind of rude and selfish when you got kids together and you've been together that long. I mean, we're talking a few months. You could say, well, she was over it, Corey, but right. I mean, she knew what she signed up for. He was already one of the best players in the NFL when she met him and they started dating. And this is the only thing he loves to, you know, for work is football stuff.
Yeah.
And so she's in essence asking him to give up his purpose and mission to spend more time with the family. Mm-hmm. And he just didn't make enough time. He didn't make her feel heard and understood. He didn't date and court her properly. Wasn't there basically.
Yeah.
And, you know, even her rich, successful supermodel, rich, successful, best player to ever play the game. It's he didn't do the little things.
Right.
And, you know, because you see sometimes in the comments, guys go, oh, it's just money, Corey. It's money and looks. That's all women care about. And that's the only way you can get a girl is if you got money and looks. And it's like, Tom's incredibly handsome. He's incredibly wealthy. He's very successful. Women are constantly, obviously, probably coming on to him and communicating their interest. And he had everything. He had all the boxes. And his hot supermodel wife still left him because she didn't feel heard and understood, and he stopped dating and courting her.
Wow. And how's he doing to this day?
I think Tom Brady's doing just fine. He was out on a date a few weeks ago because all the paparazzi or whatever, you know, shit shows up in Twitter. He's out with his absolutely gorgeous supermodel. I was like,
what?
Of course he's out. And she's younger than Giselle.
Oh.
So Giselle's going to eventually get replaced by a younger, hotter woman.
Wow. Yeah.
Tom Brady is going to be A-okay.
That sucks for Tom, because he could have. He could have just snapped into it and focused on his game and had the best of both worlds, you know, with the wife and then with his career. But
yeah, because supposedly at the end, you know, what came out in the media, I don't know if it's true or not, but it makes sense because rejection breeds obsession. When he got served with divorce papers, he like supposedly made a last ditch effort to try to put things back together. But at that point, she'd already served him and they'd had that conversation many, many, many. It wasn't just a one-time conversation and nothing changed. It had been going on for many years. And eventually, you know,
your
patience is
going to
run out. You're going to wreck, you know, she's probably looking as like, I'm getting older. I'm still beautiful. I could find somebody else that would be present for me. And I guess apparently she started dating their jiu-jitsu instructor training Tom and her. And then the media was like, oh, Tom unfollowed the jiu-jitsu instructor. And because I guess apparently they were friends. And so there were pictures of her with this guy, you know, the jiu-jitsu guy.
That's a downgrade from
Tom. Best football player in the world to just a regular jiu-jitsu dude. Interesting. What, you know, the guys in the internet that can't get laid are like, oh, it's money and looks, money and looks. And here's some guy, it's just I think that's all he really did was a jiu-jitsu teacher.
Yeah.
And so you have a supermodel who I think she's, you know, a billionaire at this point. she doesn't need money. She's set for life financially. Yeah. She's got plenty of businesses and other things she's into, and she dates a guy that is not at the same level as Tom and gives him a chance because he's present with her. Because he's there physically, but he's also there emotionally, mentally, and spiritually.
Yeah. But does that mean that she's in her masculine now? She could be after all of that treatment.
Well, I would think Giselle, just because she's a high-achieving woman, and like when you listen to her and you watch her, she is kind of masculine. Mm. But you have to be in that energy if you're going to be a mogul and be successful like she is. But, right. You know, most men, especially like when you look at like very powerful CEOs, they tend to have wives that look like Giselle. Mm-hmm. But, or, you know, just an, you know, attractive woman, but they don't have all this business and all this other stuff going on, and they're, you know, more supportive. Because what can happen in that kind of a relationship, and, you know, probably this was part of the issue as well, is that she was in her masculine a lot. And for a guy, when you come home at night, it's almost like coming home to a chick, a hot chick that basically behaves like a man. It's like it's a turnoff from a sexual polarity standpoint, because you don't feel like it's this hot, beautiful, sweet, submissive, feminine woman that's there to make you dinner and make sure that the kids are fed and the kids have everything they need and make a nice house. It's coming home to a woman who's also got a big, high-powered career on her own, and sometimes you're going to be competing with that. And so when a woman's very masculine, especially when women get kind of cranky and they get mad and they nag and they get bitchy, it's like nothing will make a dude's dick shrivel up faster than a cranky woman. Mm-hmm. No matter how hot she is, if she becomes extremely unattractive as soon as she starts getting a little bitchy, a little cranky, a little condescending, little barbs here and there. And it's like you're not even going to have interest in sex when a woman's like that.
Yeah.
But if you come home and she jumps in your arms, she's like, baby, it's good to see you. And she's in a skimpy little outfit. And maybe she rubs the package a little bit. It's like, how was your day, baby? And then, you know, the package starts to come to life. And then, you know, the kids are in the playroom or whatever. And then you take her back to the bedroom. And that's how it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Gets a nice release. They have some affection. You know, that's what you want. But most guys tend to come home and, you know, the girl's been waiting all day to just unload on him. You didn't do this. You didn't do that.
So do you think that, like, Tom eventually just started losing interest in her? Because I feel like if he really was in love with her and like, head over heels with her and she was, like, in her feminine, he would have done what he needed to do to keep that from, like, running away from him.
Well, the reality is the head over heels, the infatuation, you get about 6 to 12 months. Mm-hmm. You know, before that starts to wear off, and then you're just faced with the, you know, do you love that person enough to give to them even when they are in a cranky mood? And so that becomes the issue. And if he's constantly coming home to a grumpy, cranky woman who's giving him a hard time or whatever, and he's already tired and stressed, he's like, he's gonna come home and she's gonna constantly make him feel unsuccessful as a man. Because in a relationship, if you're happy, hey, we take credit for it. But also, if you're unhappy, then we blame ourselves for it. And what happens with a lot of women, especially the masculine type of high achievers like her, is that after a while, it's like, no matter what I do, she's pissed. No matter what I do, she's angry at me. So eventually, at some point, the guy he taps out, and he doesn't even want to try anymore. Because, like, no matter what I do, she's not going to be happy. She's going to complain about something or find something to complain about. And so, you know, they were together, I don't know, 15, 18 years, whatever it was. And so that was a long, long time to be with somebody. But, I mean, the bottom line is he came home, she gave him the feedback, and he didn't change his approach. And eventually she's just like, that's the way Tom is. And she wanted more than he was willing to give. She wanted a guy that was going to be present with her.
Jiu-jitsu.
So she downgraded. She had a guy that's, you know, and as he probably has the time, you know, to spend with her. I don't know if they're still dating or not. I just remember, you know, for a few months after it happened, there were pictures and stuff like that. I haven't seen anything since then. But I did see her in an interview recently, and I just, you could tell in her face, she doesn't look really super happy.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking because although the jujitsu guy can give her all the attention in the world, it's like at one point you want to feel taken care of, you know, in other aspects, like financially. Even though she's like a billionaire and has all the money in the world, it's still nice to know that the guy will cater to her and then give
her. Take her to dinner.
Yeah. You know. And with her lifestyle, I think she's going to be in her masculine again, being a man, paying for these things, taking him out, and just it's chaos.
Yeah, it's like she assumes the masculine role in the relationship.
Right.
And it's going to be hard for a regular dude like that to compete unless he's got a really good high self-esteem. You know, the average guy's, you know, like that is going to last a few months before just, you know, hey, let's go fly here. And he's like, I can't afford to fly private, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
I can't afford that hotel. And you're going to have to, oh, I'll pay for it. And after a while, she's like, not a teammate and equal. She's like his mommy and she's taking care of him and she's paying all his bills. And, you know, if the guy doesn't have his shit together, he's not going to be able to keep a woman like that interested. Right. But if he's his own man and he does what he can, and if she don't appreciate it, he's like, I don't give a shit if you are a billionaire and you're Giselle, former supermodel. It's like, don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out. You got to treat me the way I want to be treated. And
yeah.
He puts her in her place. And she either treats him the way he wants to be treated or he's fine to let her walk out the door and never come back.
Right.